Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
How you doing? Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, folks. Women all over the country now are banding together and outing sexual harassers left and right. First, Roger Ailes at Fox News, then Bill O'Reilly. It makes me respect Sean Hannity more, because at least when he gets horny, he just humps the president's leg. Well, the president had a very busy week. Yesterday, he named the opioid epidemic a national public health crisis. He said his administration is going to stand up to the scourge of hydrocodone and fentanyl and OxyContin and whatever it is that Ben Carson is on. So, I want some of that shit, I tell you. He's pushing his big tax cut. The House passed the budget blueprint that clears the way for the $2 trillion deficit-busting tax cut, so America's billionaires, help's on the way. Hang in there, huh?
Yeah.
And, of course, that's not the most important thing Trump did this week. It's that he's still fighting last week's battle against the war widow and what he said to her and who was telling the truth. It's one of his sacred principles. Leave no lie behind. I mean, he's attacked NFL players who stood up against police brutality. He's attacked war widows. Who's next? The Make-A-Wish kids? What do you think? Well, two Republican senators have said they've had enough. Yesterday, Jeff Flake from Arizona and Bob Corker from Tennessee, they're quitting because of Trump, you know? I mean, people worked with Harvey Weinstein for decades, but Trump... about 10 months and they can't take any more. It turns out Trump has attacked 1 in 5 Republican senators. Attacking Republican senators? Gee whiz, that could give Democrats ideas. No, they wouldn't do that. All right, thank you very much.
Okay. Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10. Or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to hbo.com.